Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover a short yet very interesting article called Cursed New Apps Use AI to Tell You What to Say on Tinder. The apps just got a little bit worse. Here's what the article says, and I quote, "We've obviously entered a new circle of online dating hell. Meet Riz, which according to its App Store profile, is an AI-powered dating assistant that tells Tinder, Hinge, and otherwise dating app users what to say on their online matches. It connects directly to a user's keyboard for easy access. And once installed, all you really have to do is start swiping right. And then from there, just let the bot dictate your every word. It's cool, but we women here hate it. There's some amount of mental work and barrier to thinking of how to compose a message," says Coyne Lloyd, a 35-year-old tech investor and Riz user, told the Washington Post. "It's like getting started on a term paper. If you're depressed at the comparison of dating other humans to writing term papers, so am I. And Riz isn't the only app like this out there. As the Washington Post notes, a few other apps, including one called YourMove.ai, are currently on the market. While a number of dating app scoundrels have taken to the internet in recent months to tout the supposed dating app progress of ChatGPT. This past summer, I got really tired of sifting through and trying to come up with responses on dating apps," YourMove AI founder Dimitri Merican told Washington Post. "So I tried to see if ChatGPT-3 could flirt. It turns out that it could. A month later, I built the first version of my platform." Merican's interest in an app like his, however, seems to go deeper than Lloyd's term paper comparison. He explains that he's always had a difficult time reading social cues, a dating stressor that a tool like YourMove AI helps to alleviate. "There's such a gap currently," he told the newspaper, "and what people like myself want to communicate and how it comes across. That's sympathetic in a sense, and we could all see how AI assistants might benefit folks who had a tough time socially. At the same time, however, balance is definitely still needed. Romance is one of the most important things out there, and the digital dating world is robotic enough as it is. Do we really want everyone on the dating apps just passing AI-generated quips and compliments back and forth for eternity? That's starting to sound like The Sims, and as humans, maybe we should shoot a little bit higher," unquote. "I absolutely love that a woman doesn't like this new technology. And of course, it's going to be worse for women because they'll have a much harder time figuring out which men are funny and smart. And now every man is going to have his very own Cyrano de Bergerac in his pocket feeding him lines to tell women. As a result, the dating coaches will be done. Especially once someone invents something like a babblefish that you put in your ear and it tells you what to say to women in real time based on the conversation you're having. We're going to see pickup on steroids, and the dating roaches are going to be forced to retire because they won't be able to teach you as much as an algorithm can. In fact, you won't even have to learn to communicate anymore. Much like today with smartphones, you no longer need to read a map. I'll discuss more about this delightful development in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Rich Cooper and John Anthony Lifestyle better start looking for a new grift Clown World show. I remember people telling me that this generation is so busy on their phones they won't be able to socialize with one another at all. Well, now there's an app for that. Back in the day, I was getting criticism for not reading a map and using MapQuest and TomTom GPS units when they first came out, way before Google Maps. The technology makes things easier, which means you don't need a navigator riding shotgun on your road trips no more. The most important thing for dating if you're a man that matches with a woman on a dating app is how you open. Once you get that match, women want to be entertained, and soon they won't know if there's a guy or a code on the other side entertaining them unless they meet the man in real life. Imagine in the future there being something like the Friend Zone app. Automated software that allows you to have 20 women in the friend zone, and the software is just chatting with them, and if it senses that somehow beyond all expectations she's interested in you, then it lets you know. Also, what happens when it can synthesize your voice perfectly? Soon dating apps could be full of nothing but fake women that contact simps and incels and give them hope, so that they'll continue to pay money for those services. That's what I would do if I was the Match Group that owns Tinder. What I also find fascinating is that tech like Rizzo was created by guys on the spectrum, because they can read dating cues and are hopeless when it comes to conversation. But you know that society at large will embrace it too. Imagine what happens when every man can have game now. Of course, it's going to get a lot worse for women. They're going to have to do crazy amounts of homework vetting which men have a good personality and which ones don't. But every man is going to whisper sweet digital nothings into a woman's ears. ChatGPT can already write poetry quite well. But women will get suspicious of men's great conversation skills and be paranoid. I think that romance is finally going to be dead, and AI will have killed it. Women don't want this technology, but we men definitely do. I want to see it flush the dating roaches down the toilet. Lately, a few of the ones that I follow would post pictures on Twitter asking how you would open with a particular chick. Well, in the next few years, you'll just send the Riz, rhymes with jizz software, a picture of a woman, and it'll use an algorithm to try and determine her personality simply from a picture, along with their words, and then it'll respond in a provocative yet sensitive way. It'll crawl through her profile and do that. But on the flip side, tech like that allow women to be even more cunning chameleons, using software like this to figure out all your interests based on social media. And then it'll tell her how to mimic you in the best ways possible. You'll have to stop using social media or fake your interests to set a trap for those chameleon thoughts. You think that the dating market is bad right now and complicated, just you wait. This will help the incel movement grow even faster, because it'll mean that AI-generated language will level the playing field with regards to intellect and what a man says. Appearance will become even more important than it is today, if that's even possible. It won't mean anything anymore when every man is well-spoken and funny with a babblefish in his ear feeding him lines. Creative writing and wordplay provides the reader or listener great pleasure if done correctly. It's men's songs, so to speak, the way that a bird sings to attract a mate. But the man uses poetry, puns, and jokes to somewhat sing to the female of the species, or the equivalent. Of course, all the stuff I'm seeing, women like Maggie, the author of this piece, already know. They just don't want to admit that they're going to have to work a lot harder to vet the men they find attractive for their intelligence and charisma. As for Cyrano de Bergerac, he was one of the first pickup roaches. In the book, he basically feeds a chat all the lines to get the girl. Ironically, the same girl that he wants, Roxanne. Proving to everyone that women are not satisfied by only one male. He doesn't think that Roxanne wants him because he has an unusually long pecker. As in nose, and looks like Pinocchio with a penis on his face. He's basically an incel. But what happens when every man is witty, funny, and romantic? The chads will clean up even more. I'm predicting it now that there'll be guys wearing an earpiece in the future on dates that tell him what to say next. It'll be like the babblefish of romance if you ever watched or read the book Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The laziness in communication and language is going to get absolutely out of control. It'll be like GPS for what to say next. Imagine what it's going to do for job interviews and negotiations. It'll just be two AIs talking to one another, and human beings will be puppets to algorithms. I think this is one of the most important prophetic videos that I've made in quite some time. I just randomly stumbled into this article, and it got my creative juices flowing. In the future, software and AI will be better at predicting the future than men do. ChatGPT is already being used by stockbrokers and traders to predict where the price of securities is going to go, and it's doing an okay job with that. Certainly better than trusting Jim Cramer. What's going to happen when AI starts doing the thinking and takes responsibility for the entire human race? I've also always said that women's rights are men's responsibility. If men walk away from their responsibilities and go their own way, then women automatically lose all their rights. But what happens when technology is even more responsible than men are? Women will be able to keep acting the fool. At that point, it'll be all about who programs the programs. Right now, it's mostly leftoids with crazy Marxist propaganda. But at some point, the software will start to program itself. 10 years ago, we saw this seismic shift in the dating market and sexual marketplace. And now we're about to see another one. Most of us aren't even aware of it yet. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that AI is about to amplify the amount of sex stupid chats get by feeding them the perfect game in their ear. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the pickup artists that fail thanks to AI and then try and grift their way into the MGTOW space away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.